USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again promoting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden will sign soon. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo calling final passage of the bill an incredible accomplishment. Raimondo explaining how the infrastructure bill will impact her department and help American workers and businesses.
It is going to enable us at the Commerce Department to fund key priorities that will have very tangible positive impacts for American workers and businesses.
The Biden administration is sending notices to tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who were released into the United States interior without being given a date to appear in court. The illegal immigrants will have to provide documentation as far as where they're living, and they may be deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. With guidelines and regulations changing by the week, one thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at Energy Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert. Eight people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleging concert promoters and security failed to have a safe plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Folks are taking a closer look at the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was signed Friday.
Although it's filled with wasteful spending and will include a per-mile driving tax for all American drivers, 13 House Republicans sided with Democrats to vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Republican representative from New York, Claudia Tenney, told Newsmax on Monday, it's all about implementing the Green New Deal and setting the stage for the massive social spending bill.
A lot of Democrats lost because of the policies on the national stage. And I it's unfortunate that so many people think that this bill is really about infrastructure when it's so much more about implementing the Green New Deal. You know, we're going to have a tax on driving. We're going to have, I think, almost $200 billion spent on retrofitting homes and buildings to make them sustainable, whatever that means. It's very vague, and what it does, which is so critically wrong about it, it takes all the power and money that could go to the state and local governments and to our communities, and it gives it to bureaucrats in Washington where they get to make the decisions.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Comcast is reporting widespread outages on its Xfinity cable and internet services. Thousands of customers in Philadelphia, South Jersey, and Delaware reporting no cable and phone service, with customers in Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan also reporting problems with services. Customers in parts of Maryland and New York also reporting service problems earlier on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.